This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Vice President Kamala Harris is the first Black woman and first South Asian woman in the job. She's also the first VP who's a member of a Black Greek-lettered organization, the Alpha Kappa Alphas. It's one of nine historically Black sororities and fraternities known as the Divine Nine. The Divine Nine have many prominent Chicagoans as members, and TikTok historian Sherman Dilla Thomas talked about this with WBEZ's Lisa Labas.
Which are the fraternities and sororities that make up what we're calling the Divine Nine?
So we'll start with the fraternities, and we're going to definitely start with mine, which is the greatest on earth, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
All right.
Then you have Alpha Phi Alpha. You have Kappa Alpha Psi. You have Phi Beta Sigma. And then you also have Iota Phi Theta. Those are the fraternities, which are for men. The sororities are Alpha Kappa Alpha. Right. You have Delta Sigma Theta. You have Zeta Phi Beta. And then you have Sigma Gamma Rho.
Why are they called Divine Nine as a collective group?
Probably because it sounds cool, but the truth of the matter is, especially here in Chicago, there isn't a thing that African Americans have had their hands in that has become something of note or prominence that don't involve a member of one of these fraternities and sororities. I can guarantee your favorite Black everything here in Chicago, especially as it relates to our history, belongs to a fraternity or sorority in the Divine Nine.
I know the sorority Alpha Kappa Alpha has its national headquarters here in Chicago. Why did they found here?
Well, Chicago has this impact, like I always say, on everything dope about America. So here in Chicago, the major institutions might not have let African Americans, like, say, live in the dorms very early on, but they would educate them, right? So what became Northwestern University's law school always admitted African Americans, right? University of Chicago would give African Americans higher degrees, right? Master's degrees, PhDs. And so a lot of the people who founded those fraternities and sororities ended up coming to Chicago, or say like the cohort under the founders. They come to Chicago to get advanced degrees.
Okay, I want to get to some notable people in some of the sororities. We're going to talk more sororities today, and we'll follow up with fraternities later. So let's break it down a little bit. I want to start with the Deltas.
You got to start with Ida B. Wells, who became an honorary member of Delta Sigma Theta. Another member of Delta Sigma Theta is the late wife of John H. Johnson, Eunice Johnson, of Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine, Negro Digest. But then you also have Barbara Proctor, the first African-American woman to own an advertising company here in Chicago. And so what that does, it does so many things, not just for advertising as a business, but she started to hire African-Americans to be jingle writers and to be jingle performers. And so her impact radiates, and she was a member of Delta Sigma Theta as well.
All right, so then AKA, who should we know in Chicago?
Well, if you're in Chicago, you should definitely know the Cook County Board President, Miss Toni Preadwinkle. She's a member of AKA. Our first ever African-American Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton, is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Sure, and you mentioned Mae Jemison, too.
Oh, yeah. And of course, the great Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman in space. What's so cool about her? She went to Morgan Park and graduated when she was like 15.
Let's move over to Zeta Phi Beta.
Well, first off, you got to start with Violet Anderson. She's the first African-American woman to practice law here in Chicago. So she's very important. Chicagoans will remember Liz Dozier. She's the former principal of Finger High School. She did a lot to turn the school around. And right now she's the CEO and founder of her own non-for-profit. So those are Zetas who definitely impacted the city.
All right. And how about Sigma Gamma Rho?
Well, Sigma Gamma Rho is also very well represented here in Chicago. The city's first ever African-American woman to be the city treasurer. Melissa Conyers Irvin is a member of Sigma Gamma Rho, also from Eastern Illinois. And then our Congresswoman, Robin Kelly, is a member of Sigma Gamma Rho.
And that's the second congressional district on the south side. She went to Northern Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, she replaced Jesse Jackson Jr. on the in the House.
All right. You can find historian Sherman Dilla Thomas on TikTok. You can find him right here on WBEZ. Thanks, Dilla.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ.